The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Gaining financial stability for dominion. Or you can also call it enjoying financial stability for dominion. Enjoying financial stability for dominion. You must realize, beloved, that nobody is designed to be poor or beggarly. You are designed actually to break free from poverty, lack, and want in life. And having financial stability is the goal of most people in life. In fact, some people, if you ask them, what is your goal? My goal is to be rich. That's some people's goal. They just want to have stability financially. That's their only goal. That's a good goal, but that should not be your only goal in life. There are many other things that you should take very seriously. And that's why we'll be looking at it tonight. On how can I enjoy financial stability? Because don't let us deceive ourselves. Financial stability is very, very important. And I pray that all that we will listen to tonight, the Lord will make us doers in the name of Jesus. We will not just be hearers alone, but doers in Jesus' name. In Luke chapter 6, verse 47 to 49, Luke chapter 6, verse 47, the Bible says, "Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my saying and doeth them, I will show him Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my saying and doeth them, I will show him to whom he is. He is like a man which built an house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose and the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built an house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great." Your destiny will not be ruined in Jesus' name. This is trying to tell us that if we listen to the word of God and we do them, we have stability. When the wind comes, when sun comes, no matter what happens, you'll be stable. But when you listen to the word and you don't do them, or you don't stay with them, you don't abide with them, then when the pressures of life comes, then it becomes a problem. When the days of adversity come and you are not able to withstand it, it means your strength is small. Proverbs 24 and verse 10. My prayer is that somebody is here. When the adversity will come, your strength will not be small in Jesus' name. You will not faint in the days of your adversity in Jesus' name. Tonight I'll be showing us the pathway to financial stability. I'll treat as much as we can tonight, and then we'll go to pray. Pathway to financial stability. Number one is possess spiritual wealth. If you want to enjoy financial blessing and financial stability, possess spiritual wealth. You must improve on your spiritual life daily if you want to be wealthy in this kingdom. Job 22, 22 to 24. The Bible was telling us there, it says, "Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth, and lay up thy words in thy heart. And if thou return to the Almighty God," if you pay attention to your spiritual life, he said, "thou shalt be built up." Somebody will be built up tonight. "And thou shalt put away iniquity far from thy tabernacles. Then shalt thou lay up gold as dust, and gold of Ophir as the gold, as the stones of the brook." He said, if you can take away iniquity and you take your spiritual life very serious, he said, all of a sudden you will begin to lay up gold as dust. Everyone that will enjoy financial stability in this kingdom must take the issue of their spiritual life very serious. The resources you get in the physical realm will be the material equivalent of what you have received in the spiritual realm. the resources you control in the physical realm is the material equivalent of what you have received in the spiritual realm. That's why you must not play with your spiritual life if you want to be wealthy in this kingdom. If you want to have resources in this kingdom. Your spiritual life must be of paramount importance to you. The more you draw closer to God, the more likely you will access His blessing. Not forgetting that Proverbs 10 verse 22 says, it is the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and added no sorrow. So God has blessing with Him, and that blessing does not have sorrow. Let me tell you this. When we say kingdom wealth is different from other, there are other ways to get wealth. Doing 419, kidnapping, stealing cars, snatching other people's husband, other people's, collecting other people's businesses, and changing books in the office. They are also part of ways of getting wealth. I'm not talking of those kind of wealth. I'm talking of kingdom wealth, wealth that is sustainable, that is transgenerational. It's a product of spiritual intensity. It's a product of spiritual vibrancy. It's a product of spiritual robustness. Someone says spiritual robustness. So that's the kind of wealth, because somebody will say, hey, but there's one boy in our street, he doesn't go to church, yet he's wealthy. Wait and see how the wealth will end. Wait and see the end of that wealth. I pray for somebody here tonight that God will help it in the name of Jesus. The apostles were conscious of their spiritual wealth. They didn't have much of physical wealth initially. Acts 3, for example, in Acts 3 from verse 1 to 8, the Bible says one day, Peter and John, they went together to the temple at the hour of prayer to a place called, they called it a beautiful gate. At the ninth hour, go on, I'll pass that place. And a certain man that was lame, and was at the beautiful gate looking for alms, or who will give him money. And when he faced and looked at Peter and John for assistance, they said something. They said, silver and gold we don't have. For now, my pocket is empty. I don't have physical cash. I don't have physical cash. But I have something. I have spiritual power. Someone say spiritual power. Someone say spiritual power. Can I get some response tonight? If you actually fasted for 12 days, by now your spiritual alertness will be very sharp. If you actually fasted for 12 solid days, praise the Lord. Silver and gold, I have none, but what I have, I give it unto you. Say, oh yeah, stand up and walk. And everybody saw the glory of God upon their life. That is the beginning of the wealth of the life of people. When you contact spiritual power, everything will begin to work in your life. But people turn it upside down. They first go and look for physical wealth. Then they lack spiritual power, so they lose the physical wealth. Don't forget that we wage war not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12. The warfare is that we are fighting here is not, you can't control wealth and power if you don't have the power we are talking about. That's why you see people that are on the other side, they will go and look for power at all costs. They go and look for, they will say, you will die after a short time, or you'll be barking like a dog after a short time, like Mama told us during the youth program on Sunday evening. About one guy that had a lot of plenty cars in his compound, and I think it was a Yahoo boy or so. And then after some time, he started barking like a dog, and blood was coming out of his nose and his mouth. He had wealth, but the wealth could not move far. He died before all his cars. He died before all his dogs, and all his wealth will rot in the bank. Bankers will add it to their profits. Praise the Lord. You need to take your spiritual life serious if you want lasting wealth. You need to take your spiritual life serious. If I'm a young lady and I see a guy that is born again and has spiritual understanding and is walking with God, he doesn't have much, and I see another person that has so much money, plenty money, but doesn't love God, I will go for the one that doesn't, that is still coming up and has a future. But unfortunately, it's not like that in this generation. If a lady see a guy that has just small money, and another one that has 10 million, the money is the first thing. Eventually, the money flies away. I pray for somebody here today, you will possess spiritual wealth. This wealth is intangible wealth, but it eventually converts to tangible wealth. The spiritual power we are talking about is an intangible wealth. In accounting, there's something we call goodwill. You know what I'm talking about. Goodwill. You can't really touch it, but it's there. When you have spiritual power, people cannot, they might not be able to touch it also, but it's there. It will one day produce wealth for you. It will one day produce resources, and the resources will stay. Not the other kind of wealth that will come for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, and it's gone. I pray for somebody here today. Your wealth will not be lost. Your wealth will not be lost. You will gain spiritual power. And this spiritual power will translate to lasting resources for you. You look like a fool now, pursuing God, fasting for 12 days. Maybe even more. You look like, what's your problem? You want to kill yourself? Are you Jesus' father? You know what you are doing. You are trying to gather spiritual power, which will eventually be converted to the wealth and resources that God has in store for you. My prayer for you is that if your resources is locked up anywhere, it is released today. It is released today. Number two, pathway to financial stability is get a job or a business running. Get a job or get a business. If you want financial stability, you must do something. 2 Thessalonians 3 verse 10. 2 Thessalonians 3 verse 10. He that does not work must not eat. He that does not work must not, he must eat. Everyone that will be stable financially must either have been a job, you are working somewhere, or you are running a business, big or small. You need to be busy so that things can be easy. God told me that yesterday. I've never heard it anywhere before. I'm getting very unusual revelations now. You need to be busy so that things can be very easy. It's time for you to face your business, face your work, face your assignments. Only those who are focused escape being a locust. Focus on your assignment. Get results in your work, in your business, or in your job. Get yourself busy on your assignment. Be an asset to your organization and not a liability. Daily rise up to your task and be a plus to your world. Don't ever go for a job because of money. The greatest benefit of working is not money. The greatest benefit of working in a place is that you are adding value to the place and to life. That's why I always tell people, when you are a fresh graduate and you don't have a job, work for free. The purpose of work is not money. The purpose of work is to release value. Money will come. I'm privileged to learn this early in life. After school, I never went back home. I went to work for free. I went to work for free. I never went back home to say, I'm now back home, please, I want to stay for them. I just went straight. Let me work for free. And I'm grateful to God for that today. The greatest benefit of a person working is to become a better person. Not that you are, because of money, the salary here is very small, so I can't work there. So you now wait for another 6 months. You waste 6 months of your life doing nothing. nobody's destiny will be wasted here. I say nobody's destiny will be wasted here. Isaac Newton's law says, all objects remain at a state of rest until a force is applied to it. Am I right? That's Isaac Newton's law. So everything about life, if you stay in the house and you fold your hands, your destiny can be folded like that. Just sit down and be doing nothing. Just sit down and be watching television. How can you sit down with television when you have no vision? How? How can you sit down with television? You are not going to work. You are not doing any business. You are not. Okay, if they cannot employ you, why can't you start something on your own? If nobody wants to employ you, pray to God. He will reveal something to you. He will reveal a business to you that you can do. You kick off from there. If you have to work for 2 weeks on a site to get the capital for that business, why not? Why not? You are going somewhere. You are pursuing a vision. You don't want to be idle. You don't want to waste your time. Wasted time is wasted life. I saw something in the scripture, and it showed me that to live without working and working hard and adding value is like wasting one's life. Proverbs 24, verse 30 to 34. Let's read it together. Proverbs 24, verse 30 to 34. Thank you, Jesus. I went by the field of the slothful and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding. And lo, it was all grown over with thorns and nettles had covered the face thereof. And the stone wall thereof was broken down. Then I saw and considered it well. I looked upon it and received instruction. May you receive instruction tonight. Yet a little sleep. This is for those who say they are, what's your hobby? Sleeping. A little slumber. That is dozing at work. At work, yet dozing. A little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. Somebody say, God forbid. He said, if you refuse to work hard on your job, on your business, or on your ministry, he said, the case is like as if poverty has come to live with that person. Even God worked for 6 days and he rested only 1 day. But unfortunately, this generation want to rest for six days and work for 1 day. They want to turn it upside down. He worked for 6 days and rested 1 day. Would this generation want to rest for 6 days and work for 1 day? How can somebody resting for 6 days and working for 1 day have the same result for somebody that works 7 days a week? Is it possible? Somebody works 7 days a week, Monday to Sunday. Somebody else works maybe once or twice and they want to have the same result. Impossible. Acts chapter 10, verse 34 and 35. God is not a respecter of persons. God doesn't respect persons. God is a God of principles. He doesn't respect persons. He does not respect persons. So if you follow the principle, then you become a principality. The principle for financial consistency and stability is work. And that work should not be only for money. That's why we miss it. How much will they pay me in that place? Nah, no, that one is small. It's not even up to the money I'm using to eat a suya or to eat fish pie in a month. That was when your parents were still taking care of you. You have to be responsible of your own life now. Everyone that will gain financial stability must have a job running or a business running. Hands. There's a general, they say an idle hand is what? Devil's workshop. Hands are not doing anything. Is that hand that will browse wrong websites? Hand that is not doing anything is hand that will be looking for somebody to touch here and there. Hello, will you come and visit me? And visit me at all time, like that was said on Sunday. Come and visit you around 9 p.m. at night with blue lights. and with blues music playing. Touch me. It's all I can think of. You touch it. Something will go on there. Do you know what? I have never been on the bed in my life and I'm looking for sleep. Immediately I hit the bed, because I must have walked to the extent that when I get to the bed, I don't have to be searching for sleep. Searching for sleep, how? When work has started before daybreak and work did not finish till midnight, how can you not get to the bed? Let me just sleep, shower, and I'll be searching for sleep. No. It's the sleep that will be pursuing me. Praise the Lord. Friends, you want financial stability? There's a price to pay. Your hands must be busy so that your life can be easy. Some of us, sometimes it's as if we don't know that there will be a time that you'll not be able to work hard again. There will be a time that your strength will not be like it is now. If you realize that, then why are we wasting time? How will you wake up in the morning by 7 and feel like sleeping again by 10? And then feel like sleeping again by 2? Why? There will be a time you'll not even be able to work as hard. This is the time to sow so that you can have some time off then. The work you've done then will be blessing you. People you have touched then will be blessing you. People whose life you have affected. Someone is here. You will not live a wasted life. I say you will not live a wasted life. Wisdom to know what to do, God will give to you in Jesus' name. When I see old people that are still carrying things at 90, 100, most of the time is because they use their youth to play. They did not invest in any system, in any organization consistently, where they rose to where they can be enjoying the dividends of their hard work. Not they just wasted, they just squandered the whole time. Life is not only about watching cartoon and dancing on social media. Life is not only about wearing good clothes as a guy, or wear jeans, tight jeans as a guy, and then you have more than 50 girls that are pursuing you. When you become broke, they will go. Last night, myself and one of the young men that work with me, we wanted to employ somebody to construct a road. He wanted to repair a road for a particular street. I just saw that the road is bad, so I just felt, let's get a contractor to repair this road for these people, since they didn't refuse to repair it. So we were going there, and I was asking the contractor, where's your wife? I've not seen her for a long time. I said, 3 years now she has left me. 3 years? I said, what? 3 years? He has followed another man. Unfortunately, the guy's life is now changing now. He's now getting contract. Then he was broke. He didn't get contract. He didn't get business. Immediately she left, the guy started getting big, big jobs. Getting big, big contracts. So anyway, maybe she's... Yes, anyway. Women here, when your husband's glory will begin to shine, you will not be lost. When your husband's life will be transformed, you will not be lost. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Can you imagine if my wife was not, it was, had left me. I used to use one Nissan then. It used to bring out, what do you call it? Smoke. Nissan. Oh God. The day I bought that car and she saw it, she almost could not say congratulations. She just said, You know what I did? I quickly took the car back to Panabita and I panabited and I repainted it and I brought it back again. What do you feel now? Hallelujah. Somebody's story will change. It doesn't matter where you are now. Jehovah will change your status. It doesn't matter your status now. God will visit you. Put in your best into your assignment. Whatever it is God has given you the opportunity to do, anything, do it as if that is what your whole life depends on. Number three, I'm speaking of pathway of how to enjoy financial stability. Number three is be specific on your desires and goals. Be specific on your desires and your goals. Nothing becomes dynamic until it becomes specific. Nothing becomes dynamic until it becomes specific. Be specific on your financial goals. E.g., I want to pay off all my debts before December. That's a goal. I want to pay off all the people that I owe money. That's a goal. I want to be earning 100,000 or more, or even much more, by so-so-so time. Have a goal. I want to be selling so-so-so-so-so in turnover. Have a goal. Can you imagine footballers playing without a goalpost? You know why people don't pray? Do you know why people are, they follow them up in church all over the place? Do you know why they are always pushing on a lot of people? They don't have goals. When you have goals, nobody needs to push you. You are self-motivated. My wife is here today. You can ask her if she has ever one day come to me to encourage me. Please, God will help you in your assignment. God will. Not once. Don't worry. No, I'm praying for you. You must have goals. You must have desire. You must trust God for something. Heavier grace, heavier power to do what He has sent you to do. You must have a goal. When you don't have a goal, when money comes to your hand, you will squander it. When you have a desire, you know where you are going. You don't need to squander your money. If 1 billion comes to my hand now, I don't need to start searching for what do I need to do? What am I even going to do now? It cannot handle it. What is on ground? It cannot handle the goals on ground. It cannot handle it. The 1 billion. It can't handle what is on ground. The desire, the goals. So you must have a goal. Nothing becomes dynamic until it becomes specific. And there's what we call ABC of goals. It must be achievable, believable, and concrete. Your goals must be achievable. Don't have a goal that cannot be achieved. Don't have a goal that is not believable, that you yourself don't believe. If you don't believe it, you cannot pursue it. And your goal must be concrete. That's what the Bible says. Write the vision and make it plain. Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 2 and 3 particularly. Write the vision. Make it plain. So that he can run that read it. What's your goal? What's your aspiration? For the remaining 6 months of the year. After this service, you might need to write it down. You might need to write it down. You can't imagine God appearing to you tonight and saying, my daughter, what do you want me to do for you? And you say, nothing. I'm coming back. Just give me till. May you not miss your day of visitation. I say, may you not miss your day of visitation. 1 year in our church here, I was so happy after the new year, when we crossed the new year, before we started the fast. And I called the church staff and I said, some of the church staff that were with me, that were seeing me off to the car, I said, all of you, what do you want? What's your desire? They said, one of them said, give me like 2 days, I'll come back and tell you what I want. He's probably watching me now. How can God ask you what you want? You don't know what you want. It means you don't have a goal. You must have a goal. That goal pushes you. Your goal must be achievable. Your goals must be believable. Your goals must be concrete. It must be written down where you can see it daily. Do not possess vague goals and aspirations. The more you have goals, the more God will help you to meet your goals. Somebody will meet his goals here in Jesus' name. I say somebody will meet his or her goals here in Jesus' name. Number four, how to enjoy financial stability is add value. Anywhere you find yourself, please add value. If you want to be financially stable, add value. The main thing that happens when you have a job or business is that you solve problems. People think that, some people think that when they employ them because of their big cheeks or because of their slim six packs. Who cares about that? Nobody cares about all that. In the real world where money is exchanged for the value you are adding. In any system you are, money is given to you or is exchanged for the value you are adding. So that's why when you leave a organization and you are no more there, they stop giving you a salary because you have stopped adding value there. They didn't hate you, but you are no more adding value there. That's why your teacher that taught you in primary school, though you love him so much, he's not adding any more value to your life, so you don't bother to give him anything. He's not adding any value to your life. Except you just remember him. Or just remember, you just want to be a blessing to him for some of the things he has done for you in the past. So life is about adding value. Money is only a means of exchange for value. So add value to people and to a system. Then money will never stop flowing in your life. Joseph added value and it changed his life. Genesis chapter 40, verse 1 to 23. You know the story very well. Genesis 40, verse 1 to 23. He added value in the prison to the butler and the baker. They forgot him for 2 years. The value he added, he didn't get immediate value. He didn't get immediate dollar or naira. They forgot him for 2 years. But after some time, they remembered him. So when you add value, it might look as if you are not getting returns. You might not get immediate returns, but one day you will get returns. Somebody say amen. One day, Pharaoh had a dream and needed an interpreter. That was the day of the reward for his value that he had added 2 years before. And he said, I've done something bad. The butler remembered, I've done something very, very bad, though. There's somebody that added value to me. It's time for him to be rewarded. They brought Joseph. That was what? Within a twinkle of an eye, Joseph became the second in command in the whole of Egypt, from prison to prime minister. That will be somebody's testimony. I said, that will be somebody's testimony. I said, that will be somebody's testimony. To read Genesis 41, from verse 1 to 41, you will see how his life was changed. A golden ring was given to him. Somebody that didn't have a wife yesterday, by the following day, he already had a wife, the daughter of a priest. He didn't have a wife yesterday. By today, he was already with his wife. He never even thought of wife yesterday. By today, he already frying chicken peri-peri for him. And he was already driving with convoy. Why? Value addition. What value are you adding in your church, in your nation, in your street, in your community? My in-laws, they don't respect me. Your in-laws cannot respect you if you are not adding any value to them. If they want to do occasion, you did not do any contribution, they won't recognize you. I hope you know that. If you are working in a company and you are not adding to the profits, they will not recognize you. Life is about value addition. Why do we love God so much? He's adding value to us per second. I'm talking now because of him, because of his grace, his breath in our nostrils. Psalms 50 verse 6, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. He has breath. He's giving us breath. He's adding value to us. We are also giving him thanks. So why would you think that you ever be getting benefit for not adding value? If you want financial surplus, massively add value everywhere you are. The worst disservice you can do to yourself is to say that because you are unemployed, you will not add value to life. Go somewhere and invest yourself. Investment is the gateway to achievement. Investment is the gateway to achievement. If you are not investing, you are dying without knowing. You are still alive, but you are not alive. If you are not investing, you are not adding value. It's like you are not alive. If you are working in a system with 100 staffs and you cannot make impact, what about if you go to a place like First Bank with about 18,000 or 24,000 staff? How do you want to cope? If you are working in a place with 100 staff, they cannot point. They say, who are the first 10 here? They did not mention your name. And you are in a church called Impact, yet not making impact. As from tonight, your orientation is changing. I say your orientation is changing. The grace to add value anywhere you find yourself, receive it in the name of Jesus. Don't wait for things to happen. Make them happen. And how do you make them happen? Add value. And how do you add value? That's 4A. Do more than you are paid for. That's how to add value. Some people will say, they are only paying me 10,000. So because of that, I only add value of 10,000. You are shooting yourself in the leg. Give 1 million value. Your income will soon rise to come and meet the 1 million. Don't give value in commensurable terms with your income. That's wrong. So because they are paying you 20,000, you now want to give value of 20,000. It will be difficult to leave that level of 20,000. Is when you give higher value, somebody will see you and say, no, this person is not supposed to be here. I was working for free somewhere, and then the overall head came and wanted to do a memo. And said, I need to do a memo. I said, give me a memo, let me do it for you, sharp, sharp. I took the memo, I typed the memo, did it very smart, and gave it to him, sharp, sharp. So he asked the Oga Kwata-Kwata there in that place, and said, this boy, how much do you pay him? What's his level? He said, no, level, he's a graduate, but he's just working for free here. He's not collecting money. Say, what do you mean? My friend sent him to Lagos now. Let him go and do test. If he passes the test, we'll employ him. That was how I got my job, my first job. My first major job. I've had other jobs before that time, some minor jobs here and there. So you just sit down somewhere, you are waiting. Waiting without adding value is wasting in life. Waiting without adding value is wasting in life. Keep adding value. Number two, how to add value. 4A is do more than you are paid for. 4B, look for ways to solve problems for people. Always solve problem. When you enter a company, ask them, is there any problem here? Is there anything that the management cannot solve? Let me solve it. Always look for avenues to solve problems. Do you know why some women are so important to their husband and they are so valuable to their husband? There's nothing biologically different from them than others. It's the solution they bring to the life of the husband. You know, the life of a man, especially men with very heavy vision, is very complex. Very complex with multifaceted problems. You want to resolve that. You know why your husband is always when you ask for money? Your value, you must increase the value. If your value is very high, even if you say, my dear, I need 10,000, say, 10,000, care. I'll give you 20,000. If you ask for 1,000, say, 1,000, a whole you 1,000, I'll give you 10,000. So add value to life. Add value. Husbands, don't just be a husband of night alone. Night when you switch off the light. You know what I'm talking about. Add value to your wife's life. Let her life be better than when you met her. Let her life be better than when you met her. Maybe when you met her, she didn't have any certificates. Maybe she just had secondary school certificates. Just graduated from secondary school. By the time you, few years to come, you have added some value to her life. She has added some more qualifications to her life. Keep adding value. Keep adding value. The resources will be pursuing you. Resources will be pursuing you. Go to your boss. Is there any problem I can solve for you? That's how to do it. Is there any problem I can solve for you? Is there anything I can do? Is there anything I can do here? Not that you are looking at the time. Why is it so slow today? Why is it not already 5 o'clock? Why is it so time is so slow too? Have you my wristwatch has stopped? I know adding value. Value adding people don't have closing time. They don't have closing time. They don't have closing time. It's people that don't have they are in a hurry to leave because value is lacking. I'm hard on you tonight because I know you must not always eat butter and bread. Sometimes you need a lot of hard stuff to make you very tough. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Add value. Solve problems. 4C, how to add value, is be a plus to your organization and to your friends. Be a plus. Don't be a parasite to your friends. Don't be a parasite to anywhere. Be a plus. Don't look for what the system can give you. Look for what you can give to the system. In our church here, in our church system here, and in all our churches, not only here, we don't look for what to give. We had anniversary. We didn't raise any special offering. We did 12 days fasting. We didn't raise any special offering. You must come. Not that it's bad, but if you wish, do it. If God speaks to us to do it specifically, fine. But he didn't say that, do it. And I cannot say what God did not say. So, our work here is to add value. Not to be looking, using torchlight, punching torchlight to your pocket up and down. And searching for what is there. Trying to add it to what? For what reason? That's covetousness. Add value. Add value. Add value to your friends, to your neighbors, to your church. It's a new day for somebody here today. I say it's a new day for somebody here today. Your organization will be grateful that you are there. I say your organization will be grateful that you are there. I say your organization will be grateful that you are there. Say a louder amen. Number 5. I said number 1 is what? Pathway to financial services, number 1. Possess ritual. Number 2. Get a job or a business running. Number 3. Be specific on your desired goals. Number 4. Add value. Number 5. Embrace a culture of excellence. There's a book that we have like that here, right? On excellence. Right? Excellence is very vital to the flow of resources. Anything your hand findeth to do, do it. I think that's Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10 or so. Anything your hand findeth to do it so well. Whatsoever your hand findeth to do, do it so well. Let excellence be your watchword. Once you are excellent, you attract blessings. Avoid shoddy jobs. Avoid doing shoddy things, shoddy delivery. Avoid doing anything you are doing. Let the mark of excellence be there. And that's one thing lacking in this generation. Almost everybody just wants to finish an assignment fast. There's no touch of excellence. Anything whatsoever your hand is doing, do it so well. You can be a billionaire selling nylon. You can be selling battery, ordinary battery, and you do it excellently well. Don't talk to your customers shabbily. Don't talk to your customers shabbily. Don't treat your customers with disdain. Let that respect be there. If they don't buy from you, they can buy somewhere else. So treat them well. Give them good service. You know what excellence does, beloved? Excellence gives you free publicity. That's what excellence does for you. in my place. I think we shouldn't go into that. They say where mouth can get to, leg can get there. Where mouth can get to, is that interpretation that person said? That made me laugh. Where mouth can get to, leg can. Listen, when you do well, people will announce you to everywhere. If you go to that lady's shop, before you sit down, they will give you water. They will do this. They will do that. They will do that. They will do that. They will give you, they sew very well. They do this very well. That place, if you go there. At the same time, if it's the other side, and you just sit down and you are pressing remote control, Afusa, come and attend to this human being. And then you are pressing remote. You are watching African magic during working hours. You are watching magic during working hours. Embrace excellence. Excellence will give you free publicity. People will travel from far and near to come and buy from you. That's what excellence does. People will travel from far places. They will say, where are you? Why can't you buy here? No, I'm going to. Because of excellence. Even in church, if you are ushering, usher excellently. If you are in choir, sing well. Prepare well. Prepare well. I've often said, poor preparation is what causes poor performance. Anywhere you see poor preparation, there's poor performance there. May the Lord give us understanding. Always do things excellently, enthusiastically, and passionately. Always do things excellently, enthusiastically, and passionately. Don't move around sluggishly in your work area. Move smartly. Move smartly. Don't move around lazily. Let your customers be treated as kings and queens. Let your customers be treated as kings and queens. Excellence requires extra mile. That's why people don't like excellence. Because before you can be excellent, you must go extra mile. You must go extra mile. May God give you grace to go extra mile. I say, may God give you grace to go extra mile. Excellence is free advert. Free advert. Everybody hears about you. And lastly, before we go into prayers tonight, how to enjoy financial stability is walk in wisdom. Walk in wisdom. Wisdom, the Bible says, is profitable to direct. Let your conduct be a wisdom conduct. You know, they say that the first money that a young man gets in life, they say they use it to eat akara. Don't let your own be like that. The first money that comes to your hand, use it to tie something down. The first money that comes to your hand, pay your tithe, pay your offering, do all the necessary thing. All the first money that comes to your hand, do something. Do something. Don't say, no. After I've worked for 5 years, then I will now start buying land. After I've worked for 10 years, I will now buy land. What you are earning now that you are wasting is what you and your wife are earning now. It's what some people are using to train 4 or 5 children in school. Walk with wisdom. And one of the wisdom I saw in the scripture is in Proverbs 24, verse 27. Proverbs 24, 27. Say, prepare thy work without, and make it fit for thyself in the field, and afterwards build thy house. That is, have a work or a business you are doing. After that, build a house. Have a work. Have something you are doing. After that, begin to think of how to put block together. Begin to think of how your family will have a roof over their head. Walk with wisdom. Walk with wisdom. Don't squander the resources God is giving to you if you want financial stability. Don't squander it. The first house God gives you, you can put a shop in front. So while you are in the office, somebody else is selling something in front of the shop. There's nothing that says that you can't have multiple streams of income, as long as it doesn't collide with your employer's business. Put a shop there and be selling. Put somebody there to be selling for you. When you get home in the evening, you count the money. You remove the profit, you plow by the rest. Before you know, after you do that for 1 year, you have had big money. The money they are sending to you as a student every month is like somebody's salary. What are you saving? So after school again, you now go back again. I have come. Oh. They say you lack wisdom. You lack wisdom. You did not save anything. Some people will go for youth service. 1 year youth service. Earn money. After the youth service, they go back home. They say, what is this? I've come. You didn't prepare for a year for me. You didn't know I'm coming, that we are doing POP. All the money they were paying you, were you just using it for enjoyment? For sweets? Walk with wisdom. I pray that the grace to be able to take the right steps, God will give unto us in the name of Jesus. I say, God will give unto us in the name of Jesus. I say, God will give unto us in the name of Jesus. Tithe, you know, this morning I didn't mention tithe. I didn't mention that this one, that one. There are other principles that brings you stability. Because some people say, I'm paying my tithe. So because of that, other areas of wisdom, you won't do it. No. You add value. You put excellence. And every other thing that we have mentioned tonight. Nobody here shall be a financial wreck. You will not tell the story that you used to handle money. May you not say, you know, some people now, okay, as you are now, let's assume you have worked for 7 years. Multiply your salary times 7 years. What have you done with your salary for 7 years? 7 years of working consistently. Someone say, God forbid. It must not be like that. That one will work for, I've worked for 10 years. 10 years of consistent income, no matter how small it is, you should have something. So wake up. You are not too small to command respect amongst your friends and among your mates and contemporaries. You will not waste your destiny. You know, one of the major wisdom that you also need, as I round up, let me just stop here, because one of the major wisdom you need is savings. Every money that comes to your hand, there must be a savings portion. Every money that comes, there's a tithe portion, there's an offering portion, there's a family portion for family, and all other kinds of giving. There are different kinds of giving. Giving to parents, giving to the poor, prophets offering, and other kinds of offerings. But there must still be the savings portion. So that you can have something to fall back on. You will not be a waster. I say you will not be a waster. As from today, resources will be multiplied in your hands. I say resources will be multiplied in your hands. Everything God is giving to you will begin to grow. Everything God is giving to you will begin to grow. Everything God is giving to you will begin to grow. Do you know that if you cannot do business, there's something they call fixed deposits. You can give it. You don't have time for business. Your business is very... You can save up money and put it in the bank. And no matter how small the interest is, it's still growing. It can't go down. You will not waste your life again. You will not waste your resources again. As from today, you will enjoy financial stability. You will enjoy financial stability. You will enjoy financial stability. Well, this word refers to every one of us. And I know everyone has picked one thing or the other. And the grace to be a doer, God will give unto us in Jesus' name. Rise up on your feet.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.